Did a state-run New Mexico Science Museum coordinate with atheist groups for the 2014 Darwin Day celebration and then try to cover it up? I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future, discussing a situation that has recently arisen in the state of New Mexico. Two residents of New Mexico, Mike Edenburn and James Campbell, have raised a serious concern. They claim that a publicly operated, taxpayer-funded science museum in Albuquerque, the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, or the NMMNHS, co-sponsored Darwin Day events back in February of 2014 that bashed religion, and then they tried to cover it up. Mike Edenburn is on the show with us today. He has a master's degree in engineering, and he worked as an engineer for 35 years before retiring. He's worked on many different projects related to energy programs, space power, and energy policy analysis, as well as projects related to national security. So, Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Well, Casey, thank you for having me on your show. And I would like to compliment you, your articles in the Evolution News and Views, which I think just did an excellent job of recapping what happened with our New Mexico Museum of Natural History.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not going to pretend that I did it all on my own. I mean, certainly the work that you and your colleagues in New Mexico have done to dig up a lot of this information and investigate this deserves the credit for being able to bring this story to the public. And so let's talk about this story and let's help some of our ID the Future listeners who may or may not have read those Evolution News articles. And I, you know, definitely encourage folks to read those. But if you didn't read those, this is another great opportunity to find out about what happened in New Mexico. So first off, what caused you and your colleague, Jim Campbell, to get suspicious about what was happening at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science?
Well, a few days before the event, a friend of Jim Campbell's, this was a young lady who's a student, gave Jim a copy of a flyer that she had received over the internet. And Jim took a look at it. And on the front page, there were a lot of talks listed for Darwin Day on Sunday. I guess it was February the 9th. But on the back page, there were some listed for Wednesday, February 12th, which was Darwin's birthday. And they included talks by the Humanist Society of New Mexico and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And their title suggested that they might have some anti-religious content. And so that is how Jim learned about that.
Well, that's very interesting, Mr. Edenburn. So you obviously heard that the museum was co-sponsoring these lectures that had anti-religious content. Who were some of the other sponsors of these Darwin Day events that were co-sponsoring the events with the museum?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the back of the flyer said that the museum was co-sponsoring it with the New Mexicans for Science and Reason, with the Humanist Society of New Mexico, and with the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Did you see in person that the museum was distributing these flyers?
Well, as a matter of fact, a couple of days later, I went to the museum to see if they were distributing them. And they have an admissions desk in the entrance to the museum. And sure enough, they had a pile of flyers there that were exactly the same as the ones that had been shown to Jim Campbell.
Okay, so in fact, the museum was actually distributing and promoting these flyers that showed that the museum was co-sponsoring the Darwin Day event with these groups. We'll talk about them more in just a second, but they're basically atheist skeptic groups. And I'll point some of our listeners to our Evolution News articles where you and your colleague astutely took photographs of the museum distributing these flyers. You can see them there on the front desk. And it's a little bit hard to see because of the angle, but if you look at it up close, it is very clearly the museum has on the front desk these flyers promoting the atheist skeptic events and co-sponsoring those events for their 2014 Darwin Day celebration. So tell us a little bit more about these groups that the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science was co-sponsoring the Darwin Day events with. The New Mexicans for Science and Reason, Freedom From Religion Foundation, Albuquerque, and the Humanist Society in New Mexico. Tell us more about these organizations.
The truth is, we didn't really know a whole lot about those organizations to begin with. I did go to their webpage to find out more about them. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation, one of their primary things is to promote the idea of separation of church and state, which is not in itself too objectionable, but it's also clear at their webpage that they are an atheist organization and they are promoting atheism.
Yeah, freedom from religion. It's not just about separation of church and state. Some of our ID the Future listeners might remember that they were somewhat involved in the situation at Ball State University with Eric Hedin trying to prevent him from talking about intelligent design at Ball State University. So they're actually trying to censor science that challenges Darwinian evolution. And then, as we talked about in the context of that, they do some pretty, I would call, ugly things. They were involved in an effort to try to prevent a Holocaust memorial from having a Star of David on it. I mean, can you believe somebody trying to remove a Star of David from a Holocaust memorial? But that gives you an idea about the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
We also looked at the Humanist Society of New Mexico, and their website makes some very interesting statements. They don't believe in supernaturalism. They recognize that nature is self-existing, and they also believe in the finality of death. So they are definitely, you know, an atheist organization.
And Mr. Edinburgh, I'm sure you would say that these folks have every right to have those beliefs if that's what they want to believe. That's not the problem here. Their free speech and their freedom to believe what they want to believe, right?
Absolutely, Casey. They do have that right. But what gets us angry is that these talks were promoted by a state institution. Museum of Natural History and Science in New Mexico is a state institution. And when they sponsor events like that, they are required to be religiously neutral, which they were not.
Exactly. Basically, you've got a state entity, you've got the government that is co-sponsoring anti-religious lectures with an atheist group. And so that's very different from a private organization deciding to promote their own views publicly. I mean, nothing wrong with that. Totally different when the government gets involved and starts co-sponsoring them. But why don't you keep going? Tell us about New Mexicans for Science and Reason as well.
Well, the New Mexicans for Science and Reason have been very active in legislation and promotion of science around the state. If you look at their website, they seem to be just a very good group that promotes science. But our experience with them is that they are very opposed to any kind of supernatural ideas, and they are very much into Darwinism. They take Darwinism as a fact, and they challenge any ideas that are against Darwinism.
If you look at their website, what you see is that they're basically a skeptics group. They're skeptical of anything that doesn't fit a standard materialistic worldview. Again, they have every right to take that viewpoint if they want, but essentially their orientation on life and on philosophy and on the world is basically atheistic. They might not expressly call themselves an atheistic group, but that's really what their worldview boils down to. It's materialistic and atheistic in nature, and they're a classic, typical skeptics group. Dave Thomas, who's, I believe, their president, is involved in a lot of skeptics-type activities, and they also are very involved with anti-intelligent design activism. They've got a whole page on their website listing pictures of their local, what they call the local New Mexico creationists. And your picture's on there, Mike. I'm sure you're aware of that. It's kind of funny how these anti-ID groups operate. They almost get sort of weirdly obsessed with the people that they are around that are promoting intelligent design, where they have to like sort of catalog them and categorize them. I've seen the same sort of behavior in lectures from people at the National Center for Science Education, like Eugenie Scott. She would give these almost military briefing type lectures where she would show photos of the creationists. You know, she would call them all creationists, show their photos, talk about who they are, what they do. These black and white photos, you feel like you're being prepped to go on a CIA operation or something like that. They really get obsessed with these people. They feel the need to list their pictures and tell about who all of them are, almost like they're trying to inform people to go out and I don't know what. They kind of leave that ambiguously sketchy. It's just weird. Anyway, so New Mexicans for Science and Reason, they're your classic skeptics group with essentially a materialistic outlook on life and the universe and all that kind of stuff. They can call themselves whatever they want, but that's what they are. So let's talk about then what happened at the Darwin Day events. You went to the Darwin Day events where the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science was co-sponsoring these lectures with these atheist skeptic groups. What happened at the Darwin Day events? Did they end up actually attacking religion, and what was said?
Yes, Casey. Jim Campbell and I attended their Wednesday evening session. Actually, we had someone attend the Sunday session for part of it, which was just really more involved with evolution. But the Wednesday night session was the one where they attacked religion. The first talk on Wednesday night was by Paul Watson. He's a professor at the University of New Mexico. And the title of his talk was A History of Strong Natural Selection for Religion. And basically, the thesis of the talk was that the idea of religion has come about by Darwinian processes. It's not because it's anything real. It's something that has come about by a Darwinian process, which helps people to protect their culture and the information in their culture. But that was the general gist of it. It was fairly unintelligible.
So basically, it's the idea that religion evolved through evolutionary processes. It's not something that actually came to us from God, like most religions would believe. Religion is simply a natural phenomenon that evolved through natural processes. Is that basically what his lecture was arguing?
That's exactly right. That's what he was arguing.
Well, and let me ask this, Mr. Edinburn, how did that make you feel when you saw an atheist skeptics organization telling you that religion evolved through strictly natural processes being sponsored by a state-funded science museum, a state-operated science museum? How did that make you feel?
Well, Casey, I've heard it all before, so, you know, I'm a little bit insensitive to it. But the idea that this was being sponsored by a state institution, well, it made me angry. I didn't jump up and down and yell at the guy at the time, but it just motivated me to take some kind of action about it. The third talk of the night was given by a fellow named Ron Herman, and he is from Freedom From Religion Foundation in Albuquerque. And his talk was titled, A Brief Comparison of Science and Religion. Now, his talk was probably the more overt things about religion. The second talk of the night was given by a fellow named Jerry Gilbert, and he is a member of the Humanist Society of New Mexico. And one of the things he talked about was why religious people oppose evolution. He said they feel threatened. They fear it might contradict their religious beliefs, and parents are afraid that their children might accept it and reject them as a valid source of information. He also claimed that Christians are arrogant and that creationists are relentless. So he had some very definite things to say about people with religious views. And then the third talk of the night was by Ron Herman, and he's from the Freedom From Religion chapter in Albuquerque, and his talk was titled, A Brief Comparison of Science and Religion. And in that, he said that religion retards social progress, that science has greater value than religion. Religion preempts science. And he said that religious belief is imaginary and illusory. And he said that religious faith is confidence in an imaginary being and an imaginary reality. The purpose of religion is social networking and controlling children. And he said that no one can demonstrate that God acts in our lives or that Christian beliefs are valid. And he finished up that science can solve all of our problems.
So again, they're basically critiquing religion. And the problem here is not that these people are expressing their views. They should have every right to express their views. The problem is that their lectures had every evidence of state endorsement and state sponsorship of these anti-religious views. That's essentially what you're saying, right?
That's exactly right. That is the problem. And their personal views, they are entitled to them. And if these talks had been given at a private meeting of some kind, we would have had no objection whatsoever. But they weren't. They were given at a meeting that was sponsored by the Museum of Natural History, which is a state institution.
Well, Mr. Edinburn, I think that we're running out of time for this first podcast. But this is very helpful to our listeners to understand what happened at the 2014 Darwin Day celebration. Stay tuned for more on ID the Future with Mike Edinburn talking about what happened in New Mexico with the 2014 Darwin Day celebration at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. And if you don't want state-run, taxpayer-funded science museums partnering with atheist groups to bash religious faith during Darwin Day celebrations, there's something you can do right now to assist their efforts by contacting the museum and making your voice heard. You can email Charles Walter, the executive director of the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, at charles.walter@state.nm.us. That's charles.walter@state.nm.us. Or you can call the museum's customer service line at 505-841-2869. That's 505-841-2869. Express your concerns about the State Museum's endorsement of anti-religious lectures, viewpoint discrimination, and preferential treatment of atheism during its 2014 Darwin Day events. I'm Casey Luskin. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.